Hello, fellow podcast travelers. Welcome to Saybrook Insights, a production of Saybrook University, an accredited, nonprofit, private institution of higher learning headquartered in Pasadena, California. Celebrating 50 years this year, our humanistic approach to online education has resulted in thousands of alumni the world over advancing the health and well-being of the communities we serve. My name is Nathan Long, president and host of this podcast. Today's episode features one of our illustrious integrative medicine and health sciences faculty members facilitating a mindful moment. We hope you find this experience an opportunity to recenter and relax. For more information about Saybrook and its programs, go to www.saybrook.edu. And now, join us for a mindful moment.
So I want to welcome everyone today to Saybrook's Mindful Moments, an outreach effort on the part of the university to help our faculty and students, our own community, as well as the community of the greater world, to come to a place of mindful presence so that we can be more present in the world in our most enlightened version. So today we're going to talk about mindful awareness practice in the context that we are really not our thoughts, that we have thoughts, but they do not really own us. And we've all probably heard the analogy that thoughts are like passing clouds. If we could learn to create a different relationship with our thoughts where they don't hijack our emotions, then we can stay more present in a state of mindful awareness. In mindful awareness practice, we first cultivate a sense of calm abiding, it's called, a sense of calmness. Because as we probably know, in a chaotic mind, it's very hard to find peace or wisdom. So first we work together in mindfulness practice to calm the mind. And then in the state of calmness, insight is available to us. It comes to us. To quote Eugene Genlin, we do not seek it out. Wisdom simply descends upon us. And it's quite a wonderful feeling when we know it's not a struggle after all. In Eastern notions of mindfulness, in the idea that we are not our thoughts, mind is considered really heart mind. So mind is seen with a great deal of heartfulness. There's compassion and warmth in the Eastern notion of mind, and that's what we're trying to cultivate. So in a way, we start at the end and move backward through time to the present moment. We are already enlightened, only we don't know it, we can't see it. So in sitting practice, where we pay attention to the right here and right now of the right here, right now, we are really practicing to train the mind to stay focused without being moved into the past or the future, but to simply stay focused in the right here, right now, which creates calm abiding and then the beauty of insight. The first instruction is to pay attention to the breath, to bring awareness to the breath as it goes out and dissolves into space. At the end of the out-breath, there's a tiny gap. And then the in-breath naturally occurs. The in-breath is associated more with hyperventilation, so we really needn't focus on the in-breath as much as allow the in-breath to occur. Tiny gap, and then long, slow, dissolving out breath. You can sit with your eyes either partially opened and softly focused on the floor in front of you or closed. Make sure your back is straight like a stack of golden coins, your spine reaching up to heaven. As you have a very strong back in the sitting practice, you have a soft, open front. as you take the breath in. Tiny gap, long, slow dissolving out breath. As you're doing the practice and you find that you're caught in a thought, you think about what you're going to have for dinner, or when was the last time you spoke to a dear friend, whatever the thought may be, whether it feels like it has negative aspects or difficulties, or whether it feels like joy and happiness, simply let the thought go with the light touch like a feather to a balloon as we label it thinking. We are not our thoughts. Thoughts are like passing clouds. Through this practice, we generate equanimity and learn how to accept whatever thought is coming toward us, whatever feeling is coming toward us, as we learn to label that thought thinking and gently return to the long, slow, dissolving out breath as it dissolves into space. A tiny gap between breaths. The in-breath naturally occurring. Tiny gap, long, slow, dissolving out-breath. As the mind has a natural tendency to be drawn to the past, regrets, or things we are bemoaning to ourselves, or pulled into the future, catastrophizing or bringing worry to tomorrow. Through this practice of mindful awareness, calm abiding followed by insight, we can bring ourselves back to the here and now of the present moment. Over and over again, thought labeled by thought labeled, returning gently to the dissolving out-breath. If you need an anchor to the present moment, simply become aware of any incoming stimuli through your five senses. What you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what touches you. And simply be in that breath of now. So for the next few minutes, we'll practice together on each of our own cushions. With patience and gentleness, always returning to the practice. Through hardships and difficulty, through joy and lightness. So let us practice together, labeling thoughts and returning to breath, developing calm abiding and insight. As we find ourselves drifting off into thoughts, we can very gently bring our awareness back to the here and now of the present moment. And with each gentle return, cultivate the observer of our thoughts. From past and future thinking, and cultivating the observer of these thoughts, bringing awareness back into the present moment, we see that we are not our thoughts while we have them. We can develop equanimity with a sense of, interesting. This is my thought right now. As the present moment shows us, stillness and equanimity reside together. And this is available to us all through the day. We know when we're heightened energetically, we can always walk ourselves gently back to the here and now of the present moment. If your eyes are closed, you can open them now as you bring yourself back into the present space, your surroundings and five senses. And know, as Pema says in this quote, things falling apart is kind of testing and also a kind of healing. We think the point is to pass the test or to overcome the problem, but the truth is that things don't really get solved. They come together and they fall apart. They come together again and fall apart again. It's just like that. The healing comes from letting there be room for all of this to happen, room for grief, room for relief, for misery, and for joy. So thank you for joining us today for this mindful moment, as we hope that you have a large container to hold all of the feelings of your day. Thank you.